Topic 1. Technique 18, Trial and Evaluation by the Readers. With Technique 18, the writer describes an entity that can be evaluated by the reader, such as a strategy, a solution to a problem, a technique, a methodology, a philosophy, a tool, a machine, a device, a product, or service. Then the writer states, "Try this entity, and see if it works for you." Statements of this nature do not require any supporting evidence. This is because the writer is not making any statements that could be evaluated as true or false. Thus, each reader that is interested will carry out their own evaluation and obtain their own evidence that applies to their own personal situation. There are a few variations of this technique presented in the following subtopic. Subtopic, Technique 18, and the phrase, "Try this and see if it works for you." Technique 18 is usually based on the phrase listed below, and variations of the phrase, "Try this and see if it works for you." This phrase appeared in the Google search results 3,930,000 times on March 8, 17. Left click on the blue underlined words to see the number of search results for today's date. By examining the search results, you can get an idea of how the yellow highlighted phrase has been used. Google Images can also provide a good picture of how the yellow highlighted phrase has been used. Click on the pictures that you are interested in, and a website will appear, with text or video. Based on the Google search results, you should not limit your use of Technique 18, and the phrase, "Try this and see if it works for you." The idea here is to be cautiously creative. You should consider the possibility of using the above whenever you are writing about a strategy, solution to a problem, a technique, a methodology, a philosophy, a tool, a machine, a device, a product, or service that might not work for a significant percentage of your readers. Subtopic, Variations of Technique 18, Trial and Evaluation by the Readers. A slight variation of Technique 18 involve an experiment or any type of informal experimental evaluation. In this case, the writer says, "Try this experiment and see what happens." The writer is not stating what will happen, and thus it is up to the reader to determine the result. Another version of Technique 18 involves the evaluation of information or evidence by the reader. With this version, the writer presents the evidence to the readers without a conclusion. Then the writer states, "Examine the evidence and derive your own conclusions." An alternative to the underlined sentence presented above is, "Carry out your own research to evaluate the evidence I presented, and then draw your own conclusions." With Technique 18, in some cases the writer directly or indirectly conveys an opinion about the product, service, experimental result, or other entity. However, this is followed by a statement instructing the reader to carry out their own trial or evaluation to see what works for their personal situation. Subtopic, when to use and when not to use Technique 18. Technique 18 is very useful when writing about a strategy, a technique, a methodology, a philosophy, a device, a product, or service that might not work for, or be practical for, all of your readers. Leaving the conclusion up to each reader is also useful when presenting evidence that is partly, if not totally, based on opinion, personal values, or preferences. When Technique 18 is used, it conveys some degree of uncertainty, and it leaves it up to the reader to come to their own conclusions. If you are writing a document that must convey certainty, or a topic that cannot be properly evaluated by most of the readers, Technique 18 should not be used. Some examples are as follows. Documents with a set of rules. Documents with safety instructions, all requirements. Documents with legal arguments. Documents that are describing engineering or performance requirements. Requests for research funds. When you are writing about mathematical concepts. When you're writing about news events or scientific facts. Additional and supporting information for Topic 1, from web-based articles and videos. Google, search pages, "Try this and see if it works for you." Bing, search pages, try this and see if it works for you. 7 simple steps to writing product descriptions that sell. 9 simple ways to write product descriptions that sell. Video, how to write product descriptions that sell, site and running incorporated. Video, how to write copy for selling info products, copywriting training, copywriting with hustle and design. Video, how to write great sales copy to promote your products.